Welcome to McAfee Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Texas Rangers and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Ian Kinsler. Batting second. The shortstop, Michael Young. Batting third. The center fielder, Josh Hamilton. Batting fourth. The DH, Milton Bradley. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Marlon Byrd. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Blaylock. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gerald Laird. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Chris Davis. Batting ninth. The left fielder, David Murphy. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Eric Hurley. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Eric Patterson. Batting second. The catcher, Kurt Suzuki. Batting third. The right fielder, Ryan Sweeney. Batting fourth. The DH, Jack Cust. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carlos Gonzalez. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Wes Bankston. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jack Hanahan. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dana Eveland. And now, play ball. Ian Kinsler is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kinsler hits a fly ball into right field. Sweeney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Michael Young is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Josh Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hamilton hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milton Bradley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bradley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Bradley reaches second base with a double. Young goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Rangers. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Byrd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Rangers 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Patterson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Patterson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kinsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blaylock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cust hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gonzalez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Laird settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Hank Blaylock is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Blaylock strikes out. One out. Gerald Laird is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Laird hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Davis hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Patterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Murphy is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bankston scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murphy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Rangers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Crosby takes first base on ball 4. Wes Bankston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bankston strikes out. 2 outs. Jack Hanahan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hanahan hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Bird. Hanahan reaches second base with a double. Crosby goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Athletics. Eric Patterson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Patterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Patterson takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Suzuki is 0-for-1 in the game. Suzuki hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, Athletics. Ryan Sweeney batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sweeney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a fly ball into left field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Ian Kinsler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kinsler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kinsler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Michael Young is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Josh Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamilton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Rangers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dustin Nippert now pitching. Jack Kust is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kust is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kust takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blaylock juggles the ball. That's an error on Blaylock. Kust moves to second. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. The ball gets by Laird for a passed ball. Kust moves to third. Ellis moves to second. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Crosby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Crosby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wes Bankston is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bankston is 0-for-1 in the game. Bankston strikes out. Laird drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bankston out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bradley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bradley strikes out. 1 out. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Byrd is 0-for-1 in the game. Byrd hits a line drive towards short. Crosby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Blaylock is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Blaylock is 0-for-1 in the game. Blaylock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gerald Laird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laird is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Laird hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Blaylock moves to second. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Rangers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Hanahan is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hanahan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hanahan strikes out. One out. Eric Patterson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Patterson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Patterson takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Suzuki is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Patterson moves to second. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a pop-up towards short. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Patterson moves to third. Two outs. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cust is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cust strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. David Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ian Kinsler is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kinsler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kinsler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Michael Young batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young takes first base on ball 4. Kinsler moves to second. Josh Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamilton strikes out. Two outs. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bradley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bradley is hit by the pitch. Kinsler moves to third. Young moves to second. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kinsler scores. Young moves to third. Bradley moves to second. It's 6-2, Athletics. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Byrd is 0-for-2 in the game. Byrd takes first base on ball 4. Hank Blaylock is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Blaylock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blaylock hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Sweeney. Blaylock reaches second base with a double. Young scores. Bradley scores. Byrd goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5 to Athletics. Jerry Blevins now pitching. Gerald Laird is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Laird is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Laird strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Rangers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Carlos Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Young fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Bobby Crosby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Crosby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Young misplays the ball. That's an error on Young. Wes Bankston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bankston is 0-for-2 in the game. Bankston hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Rangers 5. The Rangers will come to bat. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. David Murphy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby misplays the ball. That's an error on Crosby. Ian Kinsler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kinsler is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kinsler hits a line drive towards third. Hanahan catches it and throws to first to double up Murphy. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Rangers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Hanahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hanahan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hanahan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric Patterson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Patterson is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Patterson hits a line drive towards short. Young reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Suzuki is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hanahan moves to second. Ryan Sweeney batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sweeney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cust is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cust hits a pop-up towards short. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Rangers 5. The Rangers will come to bat. Brad Ziegler now pitching. Michael Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Young strikes out. 1 out. Josh Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hamilton strikes out. 2 outs. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bankston fields the ball and throws to Ziegler covering. Safe. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Byrd is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Byrd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hanahan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Rangers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jamie Wright now pitching. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kinsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ellis is 0-for-3 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive towards the mound. Wright reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Crosby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wright fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Rangers 5. The Rangers will come to bat. Hank Blaylock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blaylock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Blaylock strikes out. One out. Gerald Laird is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Laird is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Laird hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ziegler fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Rangers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Wes Bankston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bankston is 0-for-3 in the game. Bankston hits a fly ball into left field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Hanahan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hanahan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hanahan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kinsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. CJ Wilson now pitching. Eric Patterson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Patterson is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Patterson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Rangers 5. The Rangers will come to bat. Houston Street now pitching. David Murphy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Murphy is 0-for-3 in the game. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Patterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ian Kinsler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kinsler is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kinsler hits a fly ball into left field. Patterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Michael Young is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Sweeney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Texas Rangers, 5. Goodbye from McAfee Coliseum in Oakland.